Welcome to lesson six, generating consistent sales. Today's lesson is just the tip of a very big iceberg. Sales is the driving force of any company. Simply put, if you're not generating revenue, you're not in business. Even nonprofits generate revenue. For most businesses, though, that revenue comes from sales. In every business, sales lays the foundation for growth, profits, and sustainability. But for most creative entrepreneurs, this is the piece of your patchwork quilt of business knowledge that has the most holes. Unless you've come from a sales background, you probably struggle with figuring out the key to consistent sales. Remember this image? Earlier in the apprenticeship, I introduced you to Les McCown, author of the book Predictable Success. Now, the primary focus of his book is to help you identify where you are in the business life cycle. For most folks in the apprenticeship, you're in early struggle. And Les says that the number one goal of early struggle is to get out of it as fast as possible. So how do we do that? Sales. We need to match your offer to an audience big enough to sustain your company. That means you have to find enough people willing to buy enough of what you're selling to keep you in business and create some stable revenue. So how do we get there? There are two primary issues here: traffic and conversion. Do you have enough people coming to your store, website, or wherever it is that you sell your offers? Do you have enough people coming to buy from you? That is traffic. Conversion is turning that traffic into buyers. When you have enough visitors becoming buyers, you've got sales and eventually stability. That stability then leads to the next phase of the business life cycle, fun, which is just like it sounds. It's fun. You got plenty of clients, the money's good, the work's enjoyable. But let's take a step back first, because before we can get to fun, we've got to dig a little deeper where we're at. Now, as one of the first certified Fix This Next advisors in the world, I got to train directly with Mike Michalowicz and study his work before the book was even released. So I've got an inside track on how to fix struggling sales for your business. You have to start with what I call your enoughness number. When you look at the lifestyle that you want to achieve as a creative entrepreneur, how much will that cost? How much money do you need on an annual basis to live that life? 50,000, 100,000, half a million? Once you know how much you need to live comfortably, not excessively, but comfortably, how much of that money needs to come from your business? Once you have that number, you can figure out how much money your company needs to make in order to provide you with a comfortable lifestyle. So let's say you want a six-figure personal income, 100,000, and you want all of that money to come from your business. Now, if you're using the profit first approach, which we'll explore in a future lesson, you double your owner pay to get your company income, which means your company needs to bring in 200,000 if you want to keep 100,000 as personal income. So 100,000 is your personal enoughness number. 200,000 is the enoughness number for your business. That gives you enough money to pay yourself your desired wage and still have enough on which to run the company. Now, there are some nuances with this, and we'll get to that in a future lesson. But for now, you've got the idea of how to calculate your enoughness number for you and your business. Now, why does this matter? It helps you know what you're driving toward. And I know that it might feel like an awfully big number right now, especially if you're starting at zero. But without this focus, you'll have a much harder time getting there. It also helps us formulate a sales plan. Look at your current offers. How many people would have to buy your offers at their current prices to hit your company's enoughness number? Let's say you've got an offer priced at 500. In order to make 200,000, you've got to sell 400 of them every year. And this is where conversion numbers matter. So let's say you sell one for every 10 people you talk to. That means at 10% conversion rate, you've got to talk to 10 times more people, 4,000 people, if you want to sell 400. And where are those 4,000 people going to come from? That's traffic. Do you see how all those pieces fit together? You can make things easier by improving any of those areas. You could improve your conversion rate, or you could increase your traffic. Or you could lower your enoughness number. If you bring in 5,000 people each year, you're going to sell more items and make more revenue. If you lower your enoughness number, you could still sell less and hit your goal. But if you improve your conversion rate, you can do more with less. So let's say right now you've got a 10% conversion rate and you've got 20 people coming to your website every month. That means on average, you would sell something to 2 people every month. But if you improve your conversion rate to 15%, then 3 of those 20 people will buy from you. Same amount of traffic, but a better conversion rate. Again, conversion rate is the percentage of people who become customers or clients. These are the people who buy from you. Now, conversion rate is improved in a couple of ways. 1, by improving your marketing messaging so that more people say yes, or 2, by improving the quality of your traffic. So here's an example. Let's say I sell hamburgers in my neighborhood. I don't get a lot of traffic. I don't sell a lot of burgers. But now let's say I move to a busy street corner and I'm shouting about my burgers so that everybody walking by knows that I'm selling them. And the folks that want to buy burgers from me, they do. Now I've got lots of traffic. So let's say for every 100 people that walk by, 2 of them buy a burger. It's a pretty busy corner. I get a lot of traffic, better than my neighborhood. But not everybody's hungry. And not everybody who's hungry wants a burger. So 98% of that traffic isn't qualified and keeps on walking. But if I took my burger cart to the food court in the mall where everybody's hungry, I'm going to do a lot better. There are going to be fewer people than the busy street corner, but there are going to be way more people who are hungry and want a burger. Now I'm selling multiple burgers in each order because whole families are coming up to order from me. Better qualified traffic. About half the people who walk past my booth are buying from me. That's a much better conversion rate, 50%. So I don't need as much traffic because these folks are much better qualified and they're ready to buy what I'm offering. And if I change up my marketing message and I offer something special that they can't get anywhere else, I might be selling more of that special something, which makes my conversion rate go up because people who've never bought from me before want to try my new burger. So now I've got about 60% of the people who are walking by that are buying from me. It takes some time and experimentation, but if you improve the quality of your traffic or your conversion rate, you don't need to see as many people to make the same number of sales. And if you can improve both, you can improve your revenue numbers and create a consistent, stable stream of income that you can build your business on. So what are your current traffic sources? Do you know where your leads are coming from? Do you know which of those sources actually converts to sales? That's important to know. My 2 biggest sources of traffic at the moment are Facebook and my extended network, meaning referrals from people that I know who aren't my clients. Now, my clients do refer business to me, but my colleagues and my connections refer more business through me, either through direct referrals or guest appearances that I've made on their blogs, their podcasts, etc. If you're consistently getting traffic, even 5 to 10 qualified people per month that are reaching out to you, but they're all saying no, then it's probably conversion. It's your sales conversations. They need to be tweaked. Something's not effective in that process. That's some place to look. But for most people, it's about getting qualified traffic in the first place. Now, if you're a linear, you're probably getting a kick out of all of these numbers. If you're a chaotic or a fusion, though, I want to assure you, these numbers are going to be incredibly helpful for you anytime you want to grow your income. So your assignment is to find your enoughness number. How much money do you need? How many buyers does it take to hit that number? How many people are you talking to right now and where are they coming from? What are your traffic sources and how many of those folks are becoming buyers? If you know the answers to those questions, you can figure out what to fix in order to generate consistent revenue. Is it traffic? Is it conversions? Is it something else? Now, once it's consistent, then you can figure out how to grow it. In our next lesson, we're going to finish unpacking the 360-degree business design approach so you can see exactly where you're at and customize your next steps. I'll see you there.